The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like every Monday, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing well this Monday morning. How are you, sir?
I am good. So we seem to, in most areas of the state, dodge a bit of a bullet called Ian over the weekend. Now, some damage down around the coast, but things in the upstate, we had some pretty good weather up here, as opposed to what at one point was being forecast. So, you know,
it was good here in Columbia. I mean, a lot better than it could have been. A few limbs down here and there. You know, we got some rain, in some cases rain we needed, but you know, along the coast a little bit worse, but you know, again, nothing like what they saw down Florida, thankfully.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of prayers were answered, and glad to see that.
Yep. And speaking of Florida, Nancy Pelosi over the weekend said that she believes that the illegal aliens need to stay in Florida to help pick the crops down there. Now, if a Republican had said that, what do you think the response would have been?
Oh, it would just been, you know, like the bigotry apocalypse, you know, or something like that. I mean, you know, for a Republican to dare say and suggest that, you know, that's what, you know, undocumented aliens ought to be doing. I mean, you know, I think this is more of her trying to take a shot at Ron DeSantis because he had the gall to actually, you know, send some of those undocumented aliens up to Martha's Vineyard or,
yeah,
you know, what Abbott's been doing, sending them to D.C. and Chicago and so forth. Which, you know, just shows up the virtue signaling that all these other cities around the country that are not on the border, by the way, have engaged in when it comes to the crisis that we have there. I mean, the legitimate crisis where you're talking about over the course of the last 12 months, something like 2 million folks have been interdicted at the border. And over the course of the Biden administration, I want to say the last number I saw was something like 800,000 plus getaways that they refer to those who just, you know, got away into the interior of the country. They don't know where they are. It is a crisis that they do not want to refer to as a crisis. And so they dance around it and sometimes say stupid things like that.
Yep. Yesterday, Dick Morris was on WABC radio in New York. And, you know, last week, Bill Clinton made a statement and he really opposed the Biden administration. He said that there are limits in the number of immigrants that any country can allow to come in. And I said then, Clinton is he's up to something here. He is setting the stage for Hillary. Well, yesterday, Dick Morris, in this radio interview on WABC, said just that. He said that he thinks that the Clintons are moving back to the center on immigration with the idea that this is going to put Hillary Clinton in a better position to either challenge Joe Biden for the nomination or be there when Joe Biden drops out.
Right. And it very well could be. I mean, you know, if there's one thing over the course of the decades now, you know, unfortunately, that we've had the Clintons on the world stage, that we've learned not to underestimate is their ambition.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, they crave political power, have, you know, ever since the early 90s. And, you know, we know how she is when it comes to that. And it would not surprise. And, you know, look, and they're in a situation right now where you've got a very weakened president politically around the country. And polls have shown even within his own party about whether or not folks in his party think he should run again. A majority do not. And then when the performances, I guess you could call it, that he's put on here lately, I mean, you know, looking for dead people in the audience when he's given a speech. Someone, by the way, who he actually eulogized about, you know, a month prior to that.
Wow.
And, you know, looking lost at a FEMA conference, you know, about 3 or 4 days ago, FEMA press conference, you know, it's obvious. It's obvious to people. And, you know, I said this kind of jokingly before, but really it almost borders on elder abuse. You know, the fact that his family and these people keep pushing him out there when he is obviously not prepared for it. And the stress of this job on top of any other job, I'm sure just makes that condition worse, quite frankly.
It would have to. I mean, it's a very stressful job, and it would have to just really make his situation worse. And I'll tell you, mm-hmm. The situation with him looking for the deceased congressman the other day, was very sad. And just to watch him, he didn't have a clue. I mean, he's literally looking around the room saying, Jackie, you know, well, I guess Jackie's not here. Well, no, Mr. President, Jackie is not here. Jackie's in a better place today.
She's not with us now. But in the meantime, you know, that weakened political position and plus what we're seeing with inflation and, as we mentioned, immigration and so forth. You know, we got the highest grocery prices now, the highest inflation of grocery prices in 43 years. And that hits people every day. All these things add themselves together and just create a toxic environment for them this November and, you know, potentially an environment where the Clintons see an opportunity. I think you're right.
Yeah, well, that would not surprise me at all if Hillary, because as you said, you cannot underestimate their ambition. And Hillary, I mean, I think it's just interesting that both of them have been a little more out there over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. Of course, Hillary and she's doing this I don't know, this streaming TV special or something. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch. Meanwhile, we have the vice president saying that all of the resources that are going to be sent to Florida and possibly some to South Carolina, too, in cleanup, that they need to be distributed equitably.
I mean, you hear stuff like that, and then you want to stop. He said, did an elected official in this country really say that? I mean, and as far gone as they are, even when you hear them say things like that, it's really kind of hard to believe. Are they that stupid? Yeah. And that have that much of a political tin ear, and they do, and she does, definitely. She has no political skills whatsoever. And, you know, again, it just makes potentially our job this easier. I mean, half of our messaging as Republicans is done by them, quite frankly. But we still have to do our job, get our message out, and get our voters out. And that's the opportunity we've got this November. You know, if you're interested in getting involved, go to scgop.com/volunteer. Find something you can do. Knock doors, make phone calls, be a poll watcher. There's a whole menu of things that you can do, get others to do. But the bottom line is we can't take anything for granted. We have to actually work to turn out our votes. And if we do that with our message, we'll win. We'll win big here in South Carolina, and we'll win nationally.
Yep. That's scgop.com. Now's the time. You know, we're just over a month away now. Now's the time to get focused, to get serious about what you can do, what each of you can do. Go to scgop.com. Make a nice donation, but also they need your time. You need to be involved.
And
that's, you're going to be hearing a lot of that over the next few weeks as we're encouraging all of you to get involved. Chairman McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. You have a great one, Joey. Thank you.
You too. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.